With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A 36-year-old man has died in an officer-involved shooting in Butte. Sheriff Ed Lester says Peter Grandpre pulled a gun on an officer who responded to a reported domestic disturbance early yesterday. The officer shot Grandpre, causing fatal injuries. Lester tells the Montana Standard the officer was wearing a body camera, and after watching the video, he has no doubt Grandpre was trying to kill the officer. Grandpre's wife called police shortly before 2 a.m. to report her husband had been drinking, they were arguing, and he had two handguns and a rifle. Two children, ages 4 and 6, also were in the house. Lester says when officers arrived, Grandpre opened the front door, then pulled a .45 caliber handgun on the officer. The officer, who was not injured, was placed on paid administrative leave. A Montana judge says he's alarmed over massive volumes of contaminated water leaking from storage ponds at a coal-fired power plant, 4 years after an agreement meant to address the problem. District Judge Robert Deshaw ruled environmentalists can proceed with a lawsuit challenging the state's handling of pollution from the Colstrip power plant. Deshaw says 380 gallons of wastewater leak from the ponds every minute, or almost 200 million gallons annually. The state has a new wolf pack, the 19th since the animals began returning to Washington in the 1990s. State wildlife managers say part of a north central Washington wolf pack has split away and formed a new group called the Sherman Pack. Medical marijuana advocates say they're confident a proposed initiative they support will qualify for November's ballot.
Montanans support the medical marijuana program, and they want to put it on the ballot and then vote it back in.
That's Morgan Marks, field director for Initiative 182. With 62% of the vote, Montana voters legalized the state's first medical marijuana program in 2004. But the legislature passed a bill 6 years later restricting access to the drug. Mark says Initiative 182 would overturn those restrictions and give the state health department additional oversight.
I-182 would remove this current three-patient limit. It would add PTSD to the list of debilitating illnesses. It would put DPHHS in charge of annual inspections, also making the medical marijuana program in the state of Montana fiscally responsible, having license fees so that there's no extra expenditures on the state.
The Montana Constitution requires an initiative petition get 24,175 valid signatures from qualified Montana electors. Mark says the I-182 campaign will submit over 40,000 signatures to county election officers across the state this week. Those election officers will then confirm these signatures are from registered voters and match signatures with the ones on file. Morgan Marks.
It's important, and I think people know that. It's important for the people who are using this is their medicine, and without it, you know, they won't have access, and then the entire program would be shut down.
The Billings Gazette reports backers of a competing initiative that would repeal Montana's medical marijuana program say it's received 30,000 signatures. A third group supporting full legalization of marijuana is 10,000 signatures shy of the ballot. Those signatures are due to the Secretary of State tomorrow. County election administrators have until July 15th to process the petitions and file the results with the Secretary of State to qualify for the November ballot. Montana's legislative auditor says the Department of Livestock violated state law. The department used livestock fees to pay for part of a $204,000 settlement when its former executive director resigned last year. Executive Officer Christian McKay has resigned amid scrutiny over how the department was spending its money. In a report presented at today's meeting of the Legislative Audit Committee, the auditor said the termination settlement was not an appropriate use of money reserved for enforcing livestock laws. The department is challenging that assertion. The first installment of the settlement totaled $120,000 and was paid just a few days after the department announced McKay's resignation on September 21st. The payments struck a sour note among some workers because of layoffs and workforce adjustments 9 months earlier due to a nearly $300,000 budget deficit. A man suspected of causing a fatal crash in Bighorn County had reportedly told the victims he would get help before he fled the scene and never returned. The Billings Gazette reports that a 65-year-old man from Dade County, Florida, died in yesterday afternoon's crash on U.S. Highway 212 west of Busby. His wife sustained minor injuries. Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Eric Winburn says the suspect's SUV was towing a trailer that was carrying another SUV when the trailer began swerving. Winburn says the Winburn says the towing vehicle went into the opposite lane before the trailer broke from its rusted hitch and ripped the driver's side off the couple's SUV. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.